We are in Shar Gimel and beginning Perek Yud Gimel, which is a continuation of Perek Yud Beis. So Perek Yud Gimel, let's do inside. V'zeh hoya inyan avodas ha'avos kol yimeim. What were the avos Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov busy with? Kol Yimehem. What was their avoda? And to refer back, vizeh, because that starts with a vav, what he's talking about is the avoda of Einoid Milvadoi, recognizing that there is no power greater than Hashem, and possibly no power other than Hashem. Einoid Milvadoi. But Zehaya inin avodas ha'avos kol yimehem, ki hema b'noirois tzidkasam v'taras kedushas libam. With their unbelievable righteousness and the purity of their kedusha of the heart, hayu medabkim machshavtam l'ritzayna yisbarach, their whole was attached to Hashem. Like, it's not like when they went to shul. Like, they were constantly misdabik b'Hashem. That's kol yimehem, b'li hefsik rega, without a second's hefsik. That's the pshat where the Torah says, v'yishalechim Hashem. Walking with Hashem means that it's constant. Mitzvos tmidiyos. Uvitlu b'ritzaynam, and therefore, they were mevatel the ratzon kol ha'koyach shebo'olam. They were able to override and be mevatel any negative koach in the world. Ul'efes v'soyhu nechshavu etzlam, and it was called, everything was considered zero when it came to them. So, in other words, like you have there, where's your thing there? Like, so when you have something like which seems to defy the laws of nature. So this was done through telepathy, apparently.
No, holding it.
Holding it. Okay. So, like apparently Avraham Avinu could have done this because it was done with machshava, or it was bent.
You meditate and become soft, and then you can turn it like butter.
I see.
She's watching.
Can she do that to you? Is the question. Okay. Exhibit A. So, okay. So let's say gravity is a koach in the world. Or the properties of stainless steel are a koach in the world. So, or a person has limited kochos in this world. So all of that, the avos were able to be mevatel. B'lachein zachu gam l'nisim l'floy. And therefore, the avos were able to perform, or were zoche, to miraculous things. B'shidud ha'marachos, against what the normal teva is, against the arrangements that Hashem made when he created the world, but tzivehem, and against the stars. So in other words, obvious example, Sarah became pregnant. She said, I'm 90 years old, I'm going to become pregnant. She became pregnant. That's why I changed my words, thank you. V'lachein zachu gam l'nisim l'nifam. Not perform miracles. But things happened which were unnatural. And what did Hashem say to Avraham Avinu? Say, meet Stagni Neshucha, like get out of nature and go to a higher place. It was possible. Right. So there's a difference between Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Most of the miracles with Avraham Avinu are not in the Torah, like he went into a Kivshan Ha'esh. That was supernatural, but there were certainly supernatural things that happened to Avram. He won the wars with all the Palestinians.
It's a, like we could say it's a
consequence.
Right, that's what he's pointing out. Zachu, I mean, achabted as I'm reading it, they were recipients of an S. V'lachein, and therefore, nisyache shmo yisparach aleihem, and Hashem made his name part of their name, likare elike Avraham. Totally unnecessary. Is elike the whole world, right? So elike Avraham. So, in other words, Hashem wanted to be specific, and he said, "I'm elike. Who are my elike Avraham?" You know, it's as if when we start Shemoneh Esrei, like Kavanah Pshuto, when we start Shemoneh Esrei, we start with the Avos. Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu v'Elokei Aviseinu, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, v'Elokei Yaakov. So the pirush is like we have to focus. First thing we have to focus, and there's many powers in this world. There are many people that have called themselves God. There are many magicians. There's many Kochos HaKishuf, and possibly there's a whole Marechet of Ra. So when we start Shemoneh Esrei, the very first thing is Zoom, like we're standing with the boss. Elokei, and who are you? We identify HaKadosh Baruch Hu before we even to start the daven, and this is Makiv, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mesiachet Shemoneh Esrei. So it's a very, very important thing to identify who we're davening to, because like it is possible to daven with like a lot of kavana and daven Shemoneh Esrei for 45 minutes and have all kinds of even Kabbalistic Kavanas, and the whole thing is Kfirah.
So possible. It's the Elokea, is it the Eloka that Abraham related to Hashem that way and we're taking that path, or is it the Hashem who was with Abraham?
So right now we're identifying, right. Right now we're identifying which Hashem. That Avraham Avinu took a path and discovered, if you will, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's who we're davening to.
What we're saying here is that Hashem who was with Avraham, that's something different.
Not with, but put his name, associated his name with Avraham Avinu's name.
And then, so different than it's saying Avraham associated himself with this relationship.
It's different, yeah, but it's what we're talking about now is the Shem Hashem.
So that's shot.
We're not talking about Avraham. Right. Identify Hashem, it doesn't say Elokei Adam, Elokei Chanoich, Elokei Noach. For the first time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was miyachid his name, like, I'm willing to lend my name to this type of a person, Avraham Avinu, and everything that comes out from him. My name, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Ukamar Yisbarach Ma'atzmai, Hashem himself said, such as Shemoneh Esrei, Elokei Avoseichem, Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, I am Elokei Avoseichem. Merkava means recipient. Avos hein hein ha-merkava. The Avos are carrying HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the world of Gashmius. That's the Avos that brought him down. Well, what then is a vehicle? It's carrying and mobilizing the Shechina. Merkava is the Shechina. So the Merkava is the Shechina. The Shechina is the feminine aspect, if you will, of the Koach Hashem. So it's the recipient. So in other words, Hashem created the world. It didn't work. Alt-Control, Alt-Delete, Mabul, got rid of the world, Migdal Bavil, Mephazer, the world. And out of all of that came an Avraham Avinu, and Hashem was Miachid Shmai. And that's the pshat that he was the Merkava. Let's go a little further. Amna Madregas Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Hashalom. But now let's talk about Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, so it is interesting. Avraham, and it's subtle, by the way. This is not easy. We need to give it our all. Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe. Moshe wasn't one of the Avos. Ein Karin Avos Ela L'Shleisha. That's the Merkava. We don't know, that I know anyways, that Moshe Rabbeinu was called the Merkava. Avos Hein Hein Ar Merkava. Even though... I mean, who's a Merkava if not Moshe Rabbeinu? So, Amna Madregas Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Hashem Haisa Od Yoser Gavoa. He was higher than the Avos. Moshe Ida Hatera V'Leikam Navi K'moshe Oid. Meaning, at least in Nevuah, he had a stronger Nevuah than Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. This Lashon of Chazal is Aspaklaria Hamira. In other words, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were clearly Nevi'im. But they were Nevi'im, let's say, like Yeshayahu, Yirmiyahu were Nevi'im. B'chalom adaber bo. But Moshe Rabbeinu was a different leikam navi. Ve'etzem chiluk madregasai mimadregasam. So what was the difference between the madrega of Moshe and the madrega of the avos? Be'er hu yisparach ba'asmei. Hashem explains. We don't need a ksais. Hashem explains. Ani Hashem, ani yudke vavke, ve'era el Avram bekel shakai, ushmi havaya loy nodati lohem. Let's explain that there's a shem shakai, which has to do with the fact that Hashem created the world. Mi sha'amar le'lamai dai. Shakai was the name, along with Elohim, which was the nature, the koach in it. Those are the names of Bria, of the Bria. We don't know what Hashem is. He can have 10,000 names. We don't know what Hashem is. We only know a little bit about HaKadosh Baruch Hu from his shemos. From his shemos, you can know a little bit about. So we know that he used different shemos for different things. The shem Shakai was the shem of the Bria, right? Mi she'amar shin loy lamay dai. Shem Elohim is Gematria Hateva. Those are names of the Bria, nature. Those are nature names, not natural names, but nature names. Yudke Vavke is above all of that. We don't even say Yudke Vavke because it's above everything that we could be masig. A simple demonstration of the fact that Yudke Vavke is above nature is that it stands for Chazal say Haya Hove V'Yiye. So that means that how can you either you're Haya, either you're Hove, either you're Yiye? How do you be all three at one time? So the answer is you're above Zman. So time, I could try to sound intelligent here and quote Einstein, but I have no idea what I'm talking about, so I won't. But time is in the Bria. And if you can imagine a world without time, which we can't, if you could imagine a world without time, you're going above everything into a shame yudke vavke, which is hoya hoya v'v'yiyah. Not burr. You don't have to understand it. Just have to. Obviously, the very so that's why we don't say it. Loikishemshani ekrani omar nemar. We don't say the name because we can know about it. We can know there's such a concept of Zman being a Bria, but I don't know if we can understand what world would be without time. That's going into a different world. So in the hierarchy of the world without Zman, Zman is a Bria, Vayera Vayiboker. So the world without Zman is a higher world. Somebody shared with me a beautiful thing. I apologize, I don't remember who. But like everybody... It's contemporary self-help and philosophy to live in the present. Like live in the present. There's all kinds of things about it. The avar is gone, the asid is not here. How does it go? What's the avar haya, atid adayin lo haya? Okay, mindfulness. It's contemporary to talk about living in the present. And Jews talk about living in the present also because, like the Chafetz Chaim says, that when Moshe Rabbeinu came to the Sneh, came to the burning bush, so what Hashem said was, first thing he said was, HaMakom Asher Ata Oimed Shem Ad Mas Kodeshi. The place where you're standing is holy, and what the Chafetz Chaim explains, that means forget about the last 80 years and forget about right now you're standing in front of Hashem, you're having a Gilui Hashem. But somebody explained to me that when you're standing in the present, it's not just like a good idea psychologically and mindfulness and etc. When you're standing in the present, you're walking out of the shame of Teva, walking into the Yud Kei Vavke. Because when I'm standing in the present, And there's no past and there's no future, I'm being completely godly. Yudke Vavke is Haya Haya Viviyeh all rolled into one. So what you're really doing is you're accessing like the highest possible place that a human being can access. It is, by the way, very difficult. It's very difficult. I mean, the examples of mindfulness is, do you feel the chair that you're sitting on? Do you feel the floor that your feet are on? Yafet. But that's not yet living in the present. Living in the present is living mamish like Hashem for a moment. It's a hard thing to do. Living with Hashem in the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei as opposed to in the Shem Elikim or the Shem Shakai. This is not rolling out life. Right here. Right? So it's I think it's a very good illustration of the of what it means to live for a moment without time, if we can.
So Kabbi Yochel, Hashem is living thousands of years in one
second. Elef Shanim Kiyavar. That's what it means. Everything is, you want to quote Einstein, I can tell.
No. There's no language to express it. Living for a moment outside of time is
a... There's already a moment. Right, so... you can't express, and you can't understand, and you can't express something without time. But it's the ultimate in the Yud Kei Vav Kei, and because you can't express it, you're not allowed to express it. Yes, because you can't express it, you don't express it. Because the Chazal say in Sanhedrin, you're not allowed to say a davar badoy. You're not allowed to say something that you completely have no, you can't relate to at all, except for to know that there is such a thing. That we can do. Maybe the Rambam understood. I don't. Yeah, it's not this and not that, right?
It's not that.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how we could understand something. I mean, it has to do with, you know, relativity and all that. But I don't. At the end of the day, I don't know how we can understand something which is outside of the human experience. But you can imagine. But anyways, that's Yud Kei Vav Kei. So
sorry, what was it that changed with the Beis Hamikdash? The problem was that in the Beis Hamikdash, we could hear the Shema on the first and afterwards.
At one moment. Because, okay, that was the Kodesh HaKadosh. The Kodesh HaKadosh in Yom Kippur was the Madrega of Yud Kei Vav Kei. Clearly. The main thing with the Harbin of the Beis HaMikdash is that we lost that connection of the Yud Kei Vav Kei, the Shem HaMafarish. That's the main thing. If you read the whole Avodah of Tfilas Musaf on Yom Kippur, that's the main thing. Yikorez HaShem. Yeah. Right? That's the whole. Also, like Typhus Makkum, very good. When you think about it, this is like so fundamental. Like, there's no Makkum, there was no Zman, there was no Metzias, it was all miraculous. There was no Gashmias in there, Bechal, no Karbonis, right? No animals being shechted. It wasn't, it was a different Madrega completely. It was above. Okay, so that was Moshe Rabbeinu. Etzem chiluk madrigasim imadrigasim beir hu yisparach ba'atzim. So Hashem said this. This is God's teaching. Va'omar ani yudkei vavkei. This is what Hashem said to Moshe. I am yudkei vavkei. That's me. Va'eira el Avram. I did appear to your forefathers, but bekel shakai. Only in nature. Ushmi havaya loy noidati lohem. I never told them about this. This was Moshe Rabbeinu's experience with Yud Kei Vav Kei. The Inyan. What does it mean? Hu etzem achiluk shenispar lamala. We spoke about this already. This is the difference between Hashem, between the name Elokim, l'shem Havaya. Baruch Hu. Ki al arayv, most of the time, be'inyan asagas ha'avos, when it came to the avos, why does he say al arayv? You don't find Yud Kei Vav Kei in Sefer Bereishis, except for Vayera Elav Yud Kei Vav Kei. I don't think you find. It's all different names. Matzino nemer Hashem Elokim al harayv. Most of the time, when it comes to the avos, you find the shem Elokim. Elokim asher yelech lefanecha, right? Elokim asher yishalchu avosai lefanov. Elokim harayoi simioidi. Get the deal? I don't say Yud Kei Vav Kei Avram. Elokei Avram. Because Shem Elokim is what is the operating name of God that we're using. Elokei Avram. K'mashukasavti le'el b'inin k'dushas madrigasam shla yishkicho al shum koyach v'inyin bo'elam klau. So it's a big madrega. We're not diminishing here the avos. It's a big thing. But it's a madrega of Elokim. Here's the key, subtle point. When Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov had a nevuah, they were still people. They were still part of this world, and the nevuah had to become part of this world. Let's say it took time. Hashem spoke for a minute. He spoke for a minute. It took a minute. It wasn't the same Yud Kei Vav Kei. It was Lamala Min Hazman. They were bodies. They were people. Shakai Elikim teaches the Nefesh HaChaim the same name. Shakai and Elikim. All the things you see around you, earth, wind, fire, everything you see around you, ani bal koichos kulam, all of the laws of nature, that's me. Ubirtsoisi, and whenever I want, Hashem says, kol rega, ani mishadid marechas kol koichos, I could push it all aside, asher kavati, the things that Baham Beis HaBriyah, the laws of nature that I put, I can get rid of those. But where are you when Hashem is talking about this? You're talking about I'm living in the laws of nature, and Hashem had to tell Avram Avinu, tsei mitzdagni nushucha. You're living in the laws of nature, I can go out of nature. Zehu kel shakai, avl b'b'chinas inyan shmi havaya, but when it comes to havaya, lo nadati lahem basagas nevasam. I never did this with anybody before. The same yud kei vav kei, I never did it with anybody before. Once. Where? Elohim.
No.
It began once. What? Once? What? Twice? Okay. He says, how I arrive. There's a lot of explanations why in those cases, those were exceptional cases, but let's just go with him for a second before we get, because I'm aware.
Because the Rashi answers it. It's it doesn't say lo hodati, lo nodati. Abraham didn't get to see all the brachos or whatever, so he didn't get to realize it. I think that's what Rashi says.
This is all within the Eidoi Movadai, I think.
So I'm saying, so when it says, I didn't reveal this to them, how did they relate to Eidoi Movadai? What does it mean Hashem didn't reveal it?
Hashem is stronger than all of nature.
But they didn't understand
it? No, you hear me? That they understood, that we could all understand. Hashem is not bound to the laws of nature. But that doesn't mean... That doesn't mean... That, well, let's describe. I'm hesitant to explain too much. There's the Ramban and Lech Lecha, the Ramban and Vayera. There's a lot of stuff here, but I just want to stay zoomed here. Avol Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Hashalom, because it's an important point. Moshe Rabbeinu Haisa Hasagas Nevuasai Beinian Bechinas Hashem Ha'etzem Amyuchad Havaya Baruch Hu. When Moshe Rabbeinu had a Nevua, it was a different type of Nevua. There were no filters. And therefore, all the miracles that Moshe Rabbeinu is supposed to see, for instance, there was no nature. That's true with Avraham Avinu also, so we have to catch the subtle point. Now I will show you. So let me just explain something here for a moment. If you look at the end of Parshas Baloischa. So we have the story that we all know. That this is, I think, a very good illustration of what we're talking about. Like very down to earth. Vatadaber Miriam v'Aaron b'Moshe. Miriam and Aaron were b'kedushasam schmoozing about the Moshe problem. Brother and a sister talking about Moshe. Like, what's going on with Moshe Rabbeinu? Alodos Haisha Akushis Hesherlokach, he took this beautiful woman, and Rashi says, he, Hakom Moidim Biyofya, everybody knew how beautiful she was. Alodos Haisha, Alodos Gerusheha. Moshe Rabbeinu sent her away. So this was a divorce we don't talk about too much. That Moshe Rabbeinu pushed away his wife. She was with him the whole time, and he pushed her away. And he was a single man. So Miriam and Aaron, I was like, Pashup Shah and Tara, were very concerned about what's going on with Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayomru. Arakach b'moshe diber Hashem, halagan panu diber. Hashem talks to us, Hashem talks to them. Why does he have to act so different? Why does he have to be so different? Speaks to us too. Vayishma Hashem, and Hashem, yutkei vavkei. Hashem heard this. He heard this conversation, as I presume he hears all. Vayish Moshe, anav ma'od. Moshe was very humble, mikol adam asher al pnei adam. Interesting pasuk, right here. This is the pasuk. Moshe was an anav mikol adam. Vayomer Hashem pitam al Moshe v'al Aaron v'al Miriam. Hashem calls them to a meeting. Su shlashtachem al oil ma'od. I want to see all three of you here in the oil ma'od. Vayetzu shlashtam, they all went. So they all had a nevuah, right? They can't, what happened here? They all had a nevuah, equal nevuah kilu. Vayered Hashem ba'amudanan, vayemer pesachoy, vayamid pesachoyel, yikra Aaron u'Miriam, he called Aaron u'Miriam aside, vayetzu shneim. What does he say? What does Hashem say? And this is such a telling pasuk for our limud. Vayemer, Hashem says it like this. Shimu nadvar, listen to me. Im yir neviyachem Hashem, there's a lot of neviyim in this world. You're a navi. Miriam's a Neviyah. There will be Neviyim. Eldad u'Medad. There's Yishayo, there's Yirmiyahu. There's all kinds of Neviyim in the world. So, im yed Neviyachem Hashem, but you need to understand that those Nevuahs, but this, by the way, is the Pashat Shad in the Pasuk. Usually we say, what are you starting out with Moshe? He's such a great man. But this is, it's a much more exact shot in the Pasuk. Those Neviyim, b'mare lovesvada, b'chaloy madaber boy. That's not the same thing as what you have here with Moshe Rabbeinu. Locate Avdi Moshe, b'chol beis hinamun hu pel pe'adaber boi marev aloi b'chidais utmunas Hashem yabit. There's a lot of Nevi'im. So what was Hashem saying? Let's look at the, let's take off our very big philosophical hat and just look at the positive shot in the positive. Hashem is saying, you are thinking that Moshe Rabbeinu is like you. Okay, or he's like Yirmiyahu HaNavi. It's a Navi. Our brother's a Navi. Big Navi. No. Yeah, the viachem. Halagam banu diber. Hashem spoke to us. Hashem spoke to him. We didn't go crazy. So Hashem has to explain to them that there's nevuah, and then there's a different kind of thing altogether. There's the nevuah, and I'm going to say now my words. There's the nevuah b'shem alikim, and there's the nevuah b'yudkei vavke. There's a nevuah within teva, b'chaloy madaber boy. You'll go to sleep. Mare love. And then there's Aspeklaria Meira, which is Pe El Pe Adaber Boyu Mare Veloy Bechidois Utmunas Hashem Yabit. Mamish sees the Tmunas Hashem. Umadu Aloy Yeresim Ladaber Ba'avdi B'Moshe. Why are you talking like this about Moshe? So, and just one thing I want to bring out from these psukim, an extremely important yesod. That what Hashem was telling, he wasn't admonishing them for talking about Moshe Rabbeinu. He was admonishing them for not understanding the difference between this high level of nevuah, which is ani yudkei vavkei va'erel avos v'shem Hashem loy nodati lem. Even Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, you can't compare. What is your point of comparison? And what were they saying? So let's go back a second. What were they saying, Moshe Aaron? Why did he leave his wife? Well, I mean, what was this like? The like a magazine, like what's the name of that magazine? the People magazine. You know, why did Moshe left his wife? What's the right? What was this? Aaron and Miriam are schmoozing about like what happened over there. You know, they were saying that having a wife, a beautiful wife, who was at your side, that's normal. Why is Moshe Rabbeinu acting extra normal?
Well, it could have been concerned about her.
It could have been, but I'm telling you what the pshat is. Everything could have been. This is the way you've been learning since Kita Aleph. I'm talking to pshat, which it says in the psukim. That what they were saying, their concern was that you don't have to leave the world of Teva, the world of Gashmias. We don't believe in hermits sitting on mountaintops. We don't believe in people that are, like Benazai was Tairasu Yom Nasai Nafshi Choshka Batayra. You find this kind of thing. It's not the Jewish thing to do. The Jewish thing to do is not to be Parish Minayisha.
Sounds like they were concerned he was going off.
He was going into a different world.
It might be a bad example.
Whatever, whatever. But so Hashem said to him, you know, I'll tell you a story nobody knows. Just as a mushal, because it was told to me by Rebbetzin Scheinberg, Aleha Shalom. So don't remember the context of why she told me this. But she was married to Rav Scheinberg. That's why she was called Rebbetzin Scheinberg. So she was Rebbetzin Scheinberg. So I'm talking about whatever it was, 70, 80 years ago. It must have been at about 1945, let's say. So Rav Scheinberg, her husband, starts to wear tefillin all day. Okay. And then Rav Scheinberg, her husband, starts to wear not one pair of tzitzis, but a number of pair of tzitzis. And then Rav Scheinberg, her husband, stops to talk on Shabbos. And she's like, uh-oh. So she went to speak to Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. He said, my husband, he's going nuts. I tell you, the rabbis had told me the story.
Precious.
He's got, like, you know, what's next? What's going on? And she described to me, and it was hard for her. You know, I asked the Rebbetzin myself, at a different sitting, I said, like, what's it like when your husband doesn't speak all Shabbos? How's that, to be at a Shabbos table? Your husband doesn't talk all Shabbos. She says, I'll tell you the truth, that it took me a couple years to even notice. But it was hard, you know, like, he's different than everybody, and he was different than everybody. He was different than everybody. So she went to speak to Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Moshe Feinstein, as she described it, closed his eyes, and he thought for a couple of minutes, and he said, you know what? Anybody else, I would kind of agree with you. Maybe I'd call the guy in. I would speak to him and tell him, like, you got to be normal. With him, just leave him alone. He knows what he's doing. That's what he said. So Rav Scheinberg has smicha from Rav Moshe in this sense. Everybody knew him. They knew each other well. And so there's such a thing as, you know, so you could talk about why are you acting abnormal. Now, if you'll ask me as a Talmud, I'm please take this with the unbelievable respect and love that I have, and I was open to live in his house, and I know him. But he wasn't normal. He was extremely normal in terms of conversation and helping people. But his personal anhagas, it was anything that he can, you know, is it normal to wear 150 pairs of tzitzis? Is it normal to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning every morning after going to sleep at 12 and to have a seder and Bircha Shmuel? There was nothing normal here. You know, this was Rav Scheinberg. I went with him once. He used to go to a farmer and buy a field, you know, so he can give paya. It was a different, he was living in a different, not normal, but some people are not normal. It doesn't, not everybody has to be normal. It's like a different kind of a malach, you know. So that's what I experienced. But this is what they were, the criticism of Moshe and Aaron, Aaron and Miriam, which was a holy criticism, was a criticism for regular people, or I should say regular Nevi'im. But when you're talking about Avdi Moshe, you're talking about, and he described the Nevuah, that he's a Nevuah of Yud Kei Vav Kei. That's what this whole Parsha is explaining, and that's what it's for. Interestingly, the Pasuk that precedes it while I'm here, the Pasuk Gimel, Va'ish Moshe Anav Ma'od, famous Pasuk, Mikol Adam Asher Al Pnei Adama, all of a sudden fits in when you understand it this way. Because it's not just a, you know, footnote. Moshe Rabbeinu was an Anav. Not a footnote. That is the pshat. In other words, there was nobody like Moshe Rabbeinu. What does it mean to be anav? It means to be anav that there was no personal ego at all. There was no Moshe Rabbeinu. And what did Moshe Rabbeinu say? Take a look for a minute. Right after the Rav Chaim Volozhin is going to bring this. But look at the context of that, if I may, for a moment. If you go to Bashalach, across the Yamsuf, they say Shira, Halleluka, everything's fine. They are vayisum elam is right after kriyas yamsu vayisum elam v'yavoy kol hadas b'nei Yisrael al midbar sin. So they crossed from, you know, the Egyptian side to the Sinai Peninsula, I guess. Asher bein elim u'bein Sinai, they came to this place. It was b'chamisha aser yoyim l'chodesh hasheni. It was on the 15th of the month, the second month. What's the second month? Iyar. Nisan Iyar. Iyar. So it was on the 15th of the second month. Let's say some Eretz Mitzrayim. So what was the date? Yudal 15 Tesvav Iyar. A month, Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni. So here they were. So this was unbelievable, right? They had all these nisim in Egypt, the whole people. Unbelievable miracles. They got out of Egypt. They crossed the Yamsuf. Unbelievable. And here they are in the space over here. They've gone a month already. And hello. Vayirmu aleihem b'nei Yisrael. Mi yitein musenu b'yad Hashem b'aretz Mitzrayim. Shivtenu al siyar arbasa. We had to eat. Like details, we forgot the picnic basket. You know, we're going. We're like, okay, you know, look, you had this miracle, you had that miracle. Mazakol shavev, we don't have any food to eat, which was just. It was a just question. You were in Egypt, at least we ate. We were on the flesh pot over there. You know, we actually ate in Egypt. I mean, there's nothing to eat. We're in a desert, so. I think a very just question that they had. Nobody complains about this question. That you know, we came, we did this. Why'd you take us out of the Midbar? Doesn't make any sense. And then not have any food. And there was no fish to go fishing, and there was no animals to eat, and there was nothing there. It was to eat grasshoppers, whatever there was there. Yemer Hashem Moshe. So Hashem says to Moshe, Beseder, Hinni mamtir lochem lechem. Okay, I have a plan. I didn't think of this. I have a plan, and the plan is mun. So there's going to be mun. They're going to get it to Rayon Biyomo, Laman Anasena, Yelech Betarasim Lai. That's going to also be spiritual growth to have mun, because every day you're going to have Betachin. I did it this way on purpose. Right? This wasn't I forgot. Oh, forgot. Let's come up with something. Hashem, come up with anything. It was what? Wasn't an oversight. I'm giving them mun, and he says it wasn't an oversight. Lamana nasenu ayelch b'terasim loy. And on Erev Shabbos, you're going to get two. Comes Moshe Rabbeinu, tells the people, "Okay, I have an announcement to make." Vayomer Moshe v'Aaron kol b'nei Yisrael. After Moshe had this nevuah, Erev v'yidatin ki Hashem hoytzi eschem eretz Mitzrayim. You'll see Hashem yudkei vavkei ubayker arisem es kvod Hashem b'shamay es lunoi seichem al Hashem. And by the morning, Hashem, you'll see Hashem listens to your tefillah. So there's two things. One is you see that he took you out of Egypt. Two, you see that he listens to your tefillahs. V'nachnu, as you quoted, ma, ki salinu aleinu. V'nachnu ma. This is it's an extra part of the pasuk, if you will. Nachnu ma. We're ma. Me and Aaron, we're ma. And the Gemara says in Chulin, he really just meant me. But since Aaron was standing with him, he said, Nachnu. But what does ma mean? So on this, the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Marachulan, Gadol Mashinamar b'Moshe mimashinamar b'Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov, because by Avram and Yitzchak v'Yaakov, by Avram, this week's parasha, he said when he's arguing about stone, v'anoichi, ofer v'efer. Ofer v'efer is dust to dust, ashes to ashes, right? Part of this Gashmiistic world helped the people of Sodom, and he had a tremendous koach. But Moshe Rabbeinu says Rava. This is Rava's word. V'nachnu ma. I'm just ma. Ma means shum davar. There is no Moshe. Ma 45 agav is gematria adam. Yeah. Yeah. Means adam koydem achet. Nachnu ma ki salinu aleinu. We're not even here. In other words, Hashem is taking care of. We are transparent. Nachnu ma. And this Rava understood this pasuk saying Gadol Mashenemar, and that's why it says this is in Bishalach, and that's why it says in Baloischa that Vaish Moshe Anav Mikol Adam. It's the same thing as Nachnu ma. That you can't compare Moshe to everybody else, in the words of the Nefesh HaChaim. So this is a very important differences. V'nachnu ma. I'm not offer va'efer like Avram Avinu. Let me summarize it before our time is up. Let me explain it. I'm not working with teva b'chlal. That's not what I'm doing here. Avram Avinu did that. Yitzchak, Yaakov, Kel Shakai. That's a different thing. Ani Hashem. This is Yudkei Vavkei. B'shem Yudkei Vavkei lo nodati lahem. This was something different. So they, the same thing that Moshe said to the Bnei Yisrael is the same thing that Hashem said to Miriam and to Aaron. This is not a regular Navi. Mare Chidos. This is not a regular thing. Being a Navi is not so regular. But this is not, this is something different, different thing, a paradigm shift. And what's the difference? The difference is Yudkei Vavkei. It all comes back to Parshas Va'era. Not Va'era, but Va'era. Shmi Yudkei Vavkei Loi Nodati Lahem. It's a whole different thing. And it's not fighting. It's not fight. By the way, I believe, I think this is true, that the result in terms of miracles can be the same. You see, Avraham Avinu had miracles. I'm not sure that he went through a Kivshanaish. I'm not sure that the miracles were different, these are like high level, like one's Nes Nister, one's Nes Nikla. He had Nes Nikla. It's not that. It's the level that was different was the level of Nevuah. And the level that was different was the level of Madrega in terms of Giloy Hashem, that Moshe Rabbeinu simply wasn't there. So we go back to what I said at the beginning, that Amokim Asher Ta'oimed Alav Ad Maskodesh, living in the present. So Moshe Rabbeinu was able to come to this Madrega, and it took him a long time, by the way. He was, into his 80s already, until he got to the place where V'nachnu Ma Kisolino Alav. I'm just a keli of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, where the hashpa comes to. I'm not performing miracles. I'm not dealing with the teva b'chlal. Ain't teva. No teva. We're in the desert. There's no teva. The teva would have been the grass would have started growing, I guess, in the desert. They would have stumbled upon an oasis. Also happened, but that's not what the mun was. The mun was like completely from Shemayim to Eretz. That was the Madrega of Yudkei Vavkei. And that's what we need to be explaining in the next few paragraphs over here, the difference between being in that Madrega. But this is going to be Makdim, that in it. Thank you very much.